time to get through to the business news with Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Ingrid Atamare. A new report suggests legal and system changes are needed to allow mainstream finance to flow into community housing projects. The KPMG-authored report identifies a range of factors holding back development, including lack of finance, government decision and support, or government direction and support, and rules for coping with diverse communities. Well, KiwiSaver provider Simplicity is one of the few finance groups to put money into such projects. A partner at KPMG, Jesse Phillips, says community housing projects could help tackle the housing shortage if they were supported.
We need to do more to support the likes of Simplicity, community finance, pension funds to invest in this sector. Now, $100 million sounds like a lot, but housing is expensive and there's much more need than that scale of investment. We need to provide the policy settings, the contractual certainty and the models for these guys to invest and make a contribution.
Well, Jesse Phillips says one model that works is the government leasing out land to community housing groups to build their own houses. One of the world's banking giants says there's pent-up demand from offshore investors wanting to invest in the New Zealand Stock Exchange. France-based BNP Paribas says it's the only global custodian bank on the ground in New Zealand which is providing securities services. It will soon offer various derivatives products which will be cleared on the NZX, and it will boost cash in the market by bringing in global brokers and by developing the local derivatives market. The New Zealand Head of Securities Services at BNP, Ian Martin, says its clients find the local market interesting, but access to it is costly.
We know that if we bring our third-party clearing product to New Zealand, the NZX will be able to have offshore participants become remote to allow BNP to clear their flow. So by doing that, it's going to increase the liquidity of the stock exchange, increase its depth, and over time will reduce those costs.
Well, Ian Martin says the types of companies listed on the NZX, such as renewable energy concerns and dairy, make it appealing for offshore investors. Well, the makers of a new trading app hope that more scrap metal dealers will soon be able to access the global metal recycling market thanks to their new platform. The online marketplace called Buddy is set to be launched next month by Auckland couple Stuart and Lisa Kagan. Well, Lisa Kagan says currently most scrap metal trades are carried out using various disparate systems and manual processes such as WhatsApp, email and spreadsheets. She says many local recyclers don't export themselves, but they sell to larger firms who know and are connected to the world's top buyers. But Lisa Kagan says her app will link global buyers to local firms.
Some of these buyers in the past wouldn't have necessarily considered them due to, you know, the relatively low volumes compared to some global operations. And the hope is really that by us helping New Zealand metal recyclers get higher prices on the export market, we hope that they will pass some of this on to the local market and in turn incentivise even more recycling.
Well, the app will be launched at a global industry event in the US with buyers from 18 countries already signed up. However, exporters will initially be restricted to Australia, New Zealand and the US. And the Buddy app has just raised around $1.5 million in finance and new capital to push the development of the app. It's coming up to 4 minutes to seven, time to have a look at financial markets. Dow for Wall Street, it was generally mixed with some support for semiconductor stocks, a bit soft on the discretionary consumer side. So the Dow Jones average fell 0.8%. The S&P 500 was down 0.1%, and the Nasdaq gained 0.2%. Locally, it was a solid session on Friday, and indeed all through the week. The top 50 index gaining 63 points, about 0.5%. It's just under the 12,000 level, so we're looking at multi-week highs there. The New Zealand dollar are a good deal softer, actually. The US dollar gained some strength. Those weak New Zealand growth numbers also weighing on the currency. So Kiwi against the US at a four-month low of 59.9 cents. Also trading at 91.9 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.4 euro cents, 90.7 yen, and 4.33 yuan. Brent crude oil reasonably steady, just down a handful of cents, about 35 cents, $85.43 US a barrel. Gold fell $16 to $2,164 US dollars an ounce. Well, looking at this week's short week's business agenda, the government budget policy statement is on Wednesday. That'll probably be the main event. On the company front, Goodman Property has a special shareholder meeting on plans to internalise management as they plan to establish a big property fund. We'll have earnings reports from NZ King Salmon, full year for it, and Hallenstein Glassons, the clothing firm, a six-monthly report from them. The latest business and consumer confidence surveys from ANZ, and looking overseas, the main things that people will be watching out for are inflation numbers from Australia tomorrow, and US inflation numbers are out at the end of the week. And just one other item, interesting comments from the head of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, saying that if China were to adopt a package of pro-market reforms, it could grow considerably faster than the status quo, suggesting that it could add 20% over the next 15 years if it turns more market-oriented.